The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the January-February issue of Scout Life. And as we look on the front cover, from the publishers of Boys Life since 1911, Scout Life, new year, new you. Resolve now to make the best of your time in scouting. Athletes to watch at the Winter Olympics. They saved a neighbor from a flood. Plus comic jokes and much, much more. And let's find out what we can expect in this issue. As we go to departments, well, we have hitching rack. Heads up, ask the gear guy. Sports, Scout Live headliners, reader favorites, fitness first, religious emblems. What's up on scoutlife.org? Think and grin. Then we have comics, mazes and more, Lion Pride, Tiger's Adventures, Wolfgang, The Bear Bunch, stay tuned, Dink, Duff, and Desi, Pee Wee Harris, Pedro, Scouts in Action, more Scouts in Action, and features. Well, on page 16, how it started, how it's going. Here's your preview of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. Page 20, gear guy going up. Here's what you'll need to start exploring the vertical world of rock climbing. Page 24, let's look at President's Day in this special Cub Scout section. And page 42, Scout Life, how to make it. Rube Goldberg machine. A Rube Goldberg machine is any complex contraption that uses a chain reaction to perform a simple task. And on the cover, read our 10 New Year's goals that can make your time in scouting the best it can be. That'll be found on page 10. Hitch and Rack, special delivery. Join me in congratulating Don Juan Pedro Ladino del Filmante, known to you as Pedro de Melboro, on his retirement from Scout Life magazine and the Boy Scouts of America, effective January 1st, 2022. In 75 years at the helm of the magazine mailbag, Pedro has touched the lives of millions of you with his sincere, thoughtful, warm, and sometimes marginally humorous responses to your letters. Pedro, we've had our differences over the years, but you will be missed. The boss. Dear readers, like the last night cup camp, the last steps of a hike, the last bite of s'mores, the last day of summer, the last sip of alfalfa shake, and the last tasty tumbleweed taco on the tray, all good things must end. Thanks for a great 75-year ride. It has been a wonderful, wild, wacky adventure. Y'all know the tale. On a fateful day in 1947, a crate was shipped from Philmont Scout Ranch to the editor of Boys Life magazine. The editor was puzzled to find inside the unexpected crate one small type burrow. It did not take long for the editor to recognize the little bundle of Joy's unique special gifts and entrust him with the handling of all the letters from Boys Life readers. Hence, the world's first, finest, dare I say, most magnificent, matchless male burrow, me! Each day since, I have awoken in my cozy corral, eager to work, 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 mastering the mailbag and managing all your massive missives to me and my magazine mates. Now that mailbag has gotten a mite too unmanageable for these old bones. The work, work, work is too much, much, much. This one and only Marlboro is ready to give up the rolling acres of mesquite trees on one side of my corral and the busy runways of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport on the other. I'll be trading such lush views for life back home on 147,177 acres of rugged New Mexico wilderness in the Sangre de Cristo range of the Rocky Mountains, acres we now love as Philmont. So, with one final stamp on my burrow shoes, thanks, boss, for this nice pair of golden kicks. Maybe you do have a heart hiding under those cheese stains. It's time to hit the trail. I'm off to my corral for that last tumbleweed taco in Texas, that final sip of alfalfa milkshake, and then I'll head west and skedaddle off into the sunset. Catch you on the other side. Who's up? Replacing a legendary Marlboro will be no easy task, and that mailbag isn't going to carry itself, you know. We need your help, dear readers. Keep sending those letters and let us know who you think should fill Pedro's overlarge shoes. Meanwhile, watch this space in March for the first of a parade of very special guest hosts of Hitch and Rack. Who could it be? Who could it be? Opening shots. Heads. January is National Hobby Month. Spend some time honing your skills. Well, we have something from Star Wars, magic, chess, soccer, robots, drawing, all kinds of things. January, February. Heads up, what's going on? Tune in. Fakies, McTwists, Triple Corks, and more. The Winter X Games are back. Don't miss the second of the high-flying action, January 21st to 23rd on ESPN. The calendar, January 17th is Kid Inventors Day. January 24th is Global Belly Laugh Day. Get your giggles going on page 47. February is Black History Month. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. Flip to page 6 to get the scoop on Punxsutawney Phil. February 18th to 21st is the Great Backyard Bird Count. See how you join in at gold.life.org/birdcount. On this date, January 3rd, 1888, the drinking straw is patented. January 24th, 1848, James Marshall accidentally discovers gold near Columbia, California, triggering the California Gold Rush. February 2nd, 1964, G.I. Joe action figures make their first appearance. February 14th, 1849, James K. Polk becomes the first United States president to appear in a photograph. Now don't miss, watch hockey the way it was meant to be played, outdoors. The National Hockey League Winter Classic pits the Minnesota Wild against the St. Louis Blues on January 1st at 6 p.m. on TNT. Fast facts, heads up. Honeybees. Honeybees play a key role in sustaining our planet's ecosystem. Not only do they pollinate food that animals and humans eat, but they also fertilize plants and help them reproduce. Here are more cool facts about honeybees. Bees beat their wings 200 times per second. It's so fast that it causes the air to vibrate, which creates a buzzing sound. Not all honeybees are the same. Researchers say some honeybees are adventurous, while others prefer to play it safe. Honeybees dance. They perform a waggle dance when they return to their hive to let other bees know how to find the food they discovered. Changed climate and habitat loss contribute to the declining number of bees. Honeybees pollinate nearly 100 crops. Farmers rely on the busy bees to handle more than 80% of the pollination needed to bring their crops to harvest. It's a service that experts say is valued at about $15 billion a year. Food pollinated by honeybees includes cashews, cucumbers, pumpkins, peaches, and plums. Save the bees. You can help save bees by planting a bee-friendly garden. See how at gold.scoutlife.org/bee-friendly. Now let's go to Heads Up. Let's talk. More than the weather. Taking care of Punxsutawney Phil. Groundhog Day is the biggest day of the year for everyone's favorite marmot, Punxsutawney Phil. He emerges from his stump at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to predict the weather. If he sees his shadow, we'll supposedly get 6 more weeks of winter. But if he doesn't, we'll get warmer weather. Phil's friend and handler, A.J. Durame, gave Scout Life the scoop on what Phil does the other 364 days of the year. Question, where does Phil live? Answer, Phil has a burrow at the corner of the town library. He has a big glass window that you can look into and watch him do stuff he would do in the wild. Question, does Phil ever travel? Answer, Phil travels a lot farther than your average groundhog. He went to New York City to do the coin flip for the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet. He has a plexiglass tube so you can get a picture of him without having to hold him. Question, what is his favorite food? Answer, Phil tries to stay impartial to all things except the weather, but bananas are his favorite food. Question, is Phil afraid of his shadow? Answer, hibernation in the groundhog world means sleeping and eating. So when Phil sees his shadow, he jumps right back into his burrow. Question, does he know when it's Groundhog Day? Answer, he's not in the stump on Gobbler's Knob all the time. So when he is, he knows it's time to get his followers and greet them. He hams it up. He's a pretty photogenic guy. And final question, what's the big deal about Groundhog Day? A, it's a funny holiday. You can show up and find a reason to smile and believe in something in the deepest, darkest depth of winter. Ask the gear guy, heads up. Question, what's better, mittens or gloves? It's from William, from New York, New York. Answer, that's up to your preference and the activity planned. Gloves allow for more dexterity. Mittens tend to be warmer by keeping your fingers together. A more in question, does it fit? Because that's key to staying warm. Too big and the insulation won't be as effective. Too small and your skin might be exposed at your wrists. Sizing varies slightly based on the insulation, but basic measuring is the same. To find your size, measure the circumference and length of your hand. Flatten your hand and measure around your knuckles, excluding your thumb, to find the circumference. Measure from the base of your palm to the end of your middle finger to your length. Check the manufacturer's size chart using these two measurements. Quality brands to check out include Columbia, Outdoor Research, Black Diamond, Smart Wool, and Gordini. I recently tested Gordini gloves and mittens. The mittens felt warmer, especially with a drawstring at the base that could be clenched tight to keep snow out. For hiking in the snow, the mittens worked great, but wearing gloves was handier when adjusting a zipper or grabbing my phone to snap a photo. Stuff we like. Darn though midweight hiking sock. Socks come in a wide variety of styles and materials, each designed with a specific purpose. The Darn Tough Hiker Micro Crew Midweight Hiking Sock is made mainly with fine soft wool from merino sheep. These socks provide superior breathability and comfort. Wool is the most popular material for hiking socks because it wicks sweat away from the skin, offers great cushioning, and resists odors. Nylon is also a popular choice for its durability. The rest of the hiker socks are made with nylon and spandex. The hiking sock is cushioning, covers your sole as well as the back of your heel, protecting your foot from friction and blisters. Darn Tough also offers a lifetime warranty. So if you wear a hole in your socks, the company replaces them for free. Question, I use my pocket knife almost daily, and it gets so dirty. How can I stop that? That's from Noah in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Answer, unfortunately, there isn't a special treatment to constantly keep everything clean. Instead, set aside a little time after each use to clean your knife. Keeping your blades clean and sharp should maintain their usefulness and safety. After you're done using your knife, wipe off any grime. Use cotton swabs or toothpick to clear any dirt stuck inside the handle. You can also try a can of compressed air to blow out the dirt. Clean your knife with warm water and a little mild dish soap. You can use a sponge or an old toothbrush to scrub it clean. Don't put your pocket knife in the dishwasher. Open the blades fully and wipe off any moisture. Apply a few drops of mineral oil or multi-purpose oil like 3-in-1 to the blade and hinges, and then wipe it off with a clean rag. These steps should prevent rust and help your knife open and close more easily. All-around champ Wiblow Scout wins at Nationals. Declan Hammonds, age 11, hometown Cameron, Louisiana. Scout rank, Wiblow Scout, Lone Scout, Kalamazoo Area Council. Declan made headlines for being the all-around national champion for his division at the 2021 National Gymnastics Association Nationals Competition. The scoop. Along with winning the all-around title, Declan won gold in the floor, vault, and parallel bars competition. He also won silver in the rings and high bars. He also received the Scout Strong and Pela designation for these achievements. Learn more about Scout Strong and Pela at go.scoutlife.org/ScoutStrongPela. Winning with robotics. Eagle Scout competes at Worlds. Tristan Utes, age 18, hometown Woodbridge, Virginia. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 501 and Crew 501 Woodbridge. Tristan made headlines as a co-captain of a high school team that competed at the 2021 Live Remote VEX Robotic World Championship. The scoop. After winning state and regional competitions, Tristan and his team competed at the World Championship, which was titled by Guinness World Book Records as the largest ever online robot championships. More than 1,400 teams from 30 countries competed. Dhruv Rungta, age 17, hometown Edison, New Jersey. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 66, Edison. Dhruv made headlines as the national champion in broadcast journalism as the 2021 Future Business Leaders of America National Leadership Conference. Among other tasks for the competition, Dhruv and his project partner, Ishani Matra, interviewed Chen Yang, CEO and the founder of multimillion-dollar company Fox. Adia Jones, age 16, hometown, Gainesville, Florida. Scout rank, Tenderfoot, Troop 9021, Gainesville. Adia made headlines for winning an essay contest sponsored by the Alachua County Community Remembrance Project and the Equal Justice Initiative. Adia's essay was published as an opinion column in the Gainesville Sun newspaper. And finally, we have Jesse Freeman, age 10, his hometown, Waxahachie, Texas. His scout rank, Wiblow Scout, PAC 681, Waxahachie. Jesse made headlines by being certified as the new record holder for both juniors and adults by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for his blue catfish rod and reel catch. Jesse was fishing at Lake Waxahachie when he caught the 34-inch, 23.9-pound fish. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. GoScotLife.org/headliners. Happy New Year 2022. Here are 10 New Year's goals that can make your time in scouting the best it can be. You might not be able to hike, climb, swim, ski, camp, pedal, and paddle all in the next 12 months, but by resolving to give all of these activities your best shot, either this year or down the road, you'll be making the most of your time in scouting. Number one, go on a hike. Then go on a backpacking trek. Before you embark on an epic multi-day backpacking experience, you'll want to start small. Take a day hike at a local park or even through your own neighborhood and try to notice things you normally wouldn't. The sounds of nature or the sounds of automobiles or the sight of the trash you can clean up along the way. Carry a backpack with you and add more weight each time. When you're an older scout, Sea Scout or Venturer, you can participate in overnight backcountry treks. You carry everything you need to survive. Sleeping bag, tent, food, water, bug spray, everything. Number two, spend the night outdoors, then spend the night outdoors in a homemade shelter. Never spent the night outdoors before? No problem. The best place to start is your own backyard. You don't have to buy an expensive tent either. Just start with the cheapest one you can find or borrow one from someone in your scout group. Once they're comfortable with the breeze, the humidity, and the sound of bugs, older scouts can sleep outdoors without a tent. A lean-to is a homemade shelter that consists of leaning falling limbs against a rock, overhang, or other object to create a wall. Cover the limb with leaves, and you've got your own shelter. Learn more at goscout.scoutlife.org/shelter. Number three, climb a wall of rock, then climb a mountain. Scouts of all ages can learn rock climbing basics at a man-made facility. Visit one near you with a trusted adult. Older scouts, sea scouts, and venturers can climb outdoors at an established climbing site with natural rock formations, as long as they have qualified supervision and the proper equipment. There are more than 200 mountains in the continental United States that are taller than 10,000 feet. For most of them, you won't need ropes and helmets to reach the top. It takes only excellent physical fitness and a never-give-up attitude. You can do it. Number four, catch a fish, then clean, fillet, and cook it. Fishing is for everyone. Whether you're a 5-year-old lion, a 20-year-old venturer, or someone in between, you can find a fun challenge in fishing. First, you have to perfect your cast. It's critical to getting your bait where it needs to be. Then you have to learn the basics, where to look for fish, which lures to use in which conditions, on how to reel in fish. Once you've made a catch, the run really begins. And also the fun. Cleaning a fish is the process of getting the meat ready to cook. It's crazy messy and also crazy fun. Number five, become a biker, then go on a multi-day cycling trek. Bike riding is more than just a good way to get around. It's also a great way to stay in shape. You need to know how to take care of your bike and how to make quick repairs when needed. And don't go too far without knowing how to fix a flat. Once you're older and more comfortable on your wheels, try a multi-day bike trek. After you learn how to carry all the necessary gear, you'll be able to travel longer distances in a shorter amount of time than you could on foot. Mostly, to make sure you're ready, you'll need to practice, practice, practice. Learn more at goals.scoutlife.org/bike tips. Number six, go snorkeling, then go scuba diving. Snorkeling is a great way to observe underwater life. It requires little equipment. All you need are a snorkel, a mask, and fins. It requires basic skills. You need only be a strong swimmer. And once you get the hang of it, it's actually very relaxing. Just you, the fish, floating around, checking out stuff. Older scouts looking to take their aquatic skills to the next level should try scuba diving. Once you can earn certification by learning basic dive safety information and an overview of the required skills, you'll put on a mask, a snorkel, fins, a regulator, a dive computer, gauges, tanks, weights, and maybe a wetsuit, and off you go into the deep blue sea. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/scuba. Number seven, go to summer camp. Then go to one of the BSA's National High Adventure bases. If you're a Cub Scout, there's no better way to spend a week of your summer than by going to a day camp. Every camp is different, but you'll get to do all kinds of fun stuff, from shooting bows and arrows to building your own gadgets. Older scouts take it to the next level with summer camp, where you spend a whole week at a BSA campground and work on merit badges and participate in scout activities such as sailing and mountain boarding. For older scouts, the BSA's high adventure bases are where it's at. There are four, and they're all awesome in their own ways. Some units and groups to a different base each summer. Number eight. Experience a Class 2 rapid, then a Class 4. The American Whitewater Organization created the International Scale of River Difficulties so rafters, canoers, and kayakers know what they're getting into. Scouts who are too old to be Cub Scouts but still younger than 13 can paddle watercraft on Class 1 or Class 2 rapids. This is still tons of fun. We're talking rapids plenty strong enough to push you down the river faster than you could paddle on your own. Older Scouts, age 13, who have completed 8th grade, or 14 and older, Sea Scouts and Venturers can tackle rapids Class 3 or 4. We're talking intense, powerful rapids with big drops and big waves, helmets required. Number 9, try snow sports, then spend the night in an igloo. There's no reason to fear the cold, whether it's 50 or 20 degrees in the winter where you live. Scouting doesn't stop in December, January, and February. The key is to be prepared. Don't wear cotton. It won't keep you warm if you get wet. Do dress in layers. That way you can remove or add them as needed. If there's enough snow, you can build an igloo. There's a reason people have been using igloos as snow shelters for hundreds of years. They work. We know it sounds weird, but a scout can sleep comfortably in freezing weather if they do so inside a small building made of ice. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/igloo. And number 10, rank up. Then earn the rank of Eagle Scout or the Swim Summit Award or the rank of Quartermaster. The highest rank in Cub Scouting is Arrow of Light. It's such a big deal that you're allowed to wear your Arrow of Light emblem on your scout uniform long after you're too old for Cub Scouting. The Summit Awards is the highest award in venturing, and Quartermaster is the highest rank in Sea Scouting. Both require you to demonstrate leadership, service, and personal growth. Eagle Scout is not just an award, it is a state of being. Those who earn it as teens continue to earn it every day as adults. That is why, no matter how old you get, you never say, "I was an Eagle Scout." Instead, you always say, "I am an Eagle Scout." 5 things you can do in scouting that you probably didn't know you can do in scouting. Ride in a tethered hot air balloon. Fire off a catapult or trabucket with soft, small objects. Participate in an indoor body flight. Participate in chalk ball. Fly a drone. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.